Blog Talk Radio.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on a tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world, and a bold world for me. Hands of the pine, you know how I feel. Oh, freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn.
For tuning in to the Certain Ones Radio Show with your host, Vanessa Richardson, where we aspire to inspire. Visit the Certain Ones at www.blogtalkradio.com/the Certain Ones. Are you ready? Let's go get it.
Hi guys, welcome back to the Certain Ones Radio Show, where I'm your host for the delightful hour, Vanessa Richardson, and I mean delightful. I'm so excited about this showcase. Well, I'm always excited when I'm able to connect with you, our listeners and our viewers. You guys rock, you really are. I just want to inform you guys that we do have our YouTube channel, right? And not only that, we're doing some good things over there. I mean, we already got some episodes recorded. We're just in the process of being edited. So we're going places with the YouTube channel. So if you have not subscribed, and I have been putting it out there vehemently, boldly, faithfully, just letting you know that something great is getting ready to happen on our YouTube channel. And, of course, you want to follow us on Speaker. You want to follow us on iTunes. That's right. We are all over. We are so passionate about connecting with you, informing you about our guests and our artists that we have featured here on The Certain One. Of course, we are on Twitter. Of course, we're on Facebook. Of course, we're on Instagram. So all you have to do is just type in the name, Instagram, in The Certain One, pardon me. So I'm so excited, again, about the showcase, reason being, because we have returning back to the show, friend to the show, Angela Robinson. If you don't know her, I don't know where you've been, because she is like one of the breakout stars of Tyler Perry's primetime drama slash soap opera, The Have and the Have Not. And it is so in the third season, and we're so excited. Here we are back talking to Angela. Third season. Oh, my goodness, so excited. I remember the first season when we connected and we talked about The Certain One, and Veronica Harrington, which is the character she plays in The Have and the Have Not. Girl, let me tell you something. If you have not checked out her episode, all of the cast members are phenomenal. I'm going to tell you that right now, okay? But let me tell you something. Veronica Harrington, and I have it on good authority, is the bomb. And it's not her words. My mother, she absolutely adores this character, Veronica Harrington, Angela Robinson. Listen, guys, she watches television. Listen, go to my Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook and all this and answer this question. Do your mother or father watches television and they seem so enraptured with it? And you think they'll know what's going on, but when you ask them what's the plot, what they're watching, and they snap out of it when the commercial comes, and they'll say, I don't know. I don't know if I'm watching. I'm just watching. Well, that's my mother. I don't understand that. So if you guys have an answer to that, go ahead and visit me on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, and please answer that for me. But listen to this. She can tell me verbatim the character Veronica Harrington, my mother, on The Have and Have Not. And that, to me, speaks volume as far as acting goes, okay? And I air every Thursday, and it's real that she's listening to my show. When I told her that, again, friend to the show, Angela Robinson, because she doesn't quite... She doesn't quite equate her name with the character, so I have to say Veronica Harrison. Veronica Harrison is going to be on the show today. Okay, she's calling into the show. So thank you so much, Angela Robinson. I love you and your character. So, again, I want you to go ahead and tweet this like you do every episode. And she's in our virtual studio, pressing number one, Angela, if you've joined us. I'm so happy to have her on. She's such a friend to the show, and I love and absolutely adore her. Oh, my goodness, I can't even begin to tell you about her, how humble she is with the craft and how prolific she is as an actress. Again, she starred in The Have and The Have Not. She starred in the 2001 movie Another Bed, and she was in Law & Order, Special Victim Unit. And you don't even know this, some may and some may not, that she's also a thespian. That's right, she has some theater acting under her belt, and she has been promoting The Have and The Have Not like crazy, and I'm so happy that she's taking the time out of her busy schedule to connect with The Certain Ones, you and I, and we're humble. We don't take it lightly. So let's go ahead and get this conversation started, because I'm excited, and for those who have a question or comment, here's your lifeline. The number is 917-932-1607. Again, that number is 917-932-1607. And press to number one. This is indicative that you have a question and comment for myself or our special guest. In closing out the hour, we have, again, another friend to the show. I love her. Prolific author, historic suspense author, Merlin Banks. We're going to be talking about our current events, things that's happening in the world. We're not going to get too deep and heavy, but we're going to talk about reality, and that is the Charleston, South Carolina, these wonderful people that lost their lives tragically, and how God turned tragic, what we meant for one thing into another, because it's really connecting and bringing people back together from all races, backgrounds, ages, and all that. So a lot of things is happening. So we're going to talk about that. Again, we're not going to get too heavy. We're going to keep it light. We're going to keep it fun. I just want to acknowledge these current events. It needs to be talked about and spoken about. We want to laud those who lost their lives. We want to talk about them, give them their names and their due. All right? So without further ado, thank you again for tuning in. You got that number. Or join us here in our chat room, which is blogtalkradio.com/31. So, I'm so excited. Without further ado, we're going to bring her friend to the show back on, Angela Robinson. Welcome back, Angela. How are you?
Hey, Vanessa. Hi, Vanessa. I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so excited to be reconnecting with you again. Got so much to talk to you about.
I'm excited, too. You know, I was, when you contacted me, I was like, of course, I have to come on. Vanessa had me on the show when our show had just started airing, and it didn't have the following that it has now, but you believed in us even then. So, of course, I had to come back on your show.
Absolutely. Thank you. I don't know if you heard in the intro about my mother.
I did hear it. I love Mommy. I love it.
I'll tell you, said that. I'm so serious. She absolutely adore your character, which brings me to, I have so much I want to talk to you about, but I want to talk about your character for a bit, which is Veronica Harrington. Oh, my goodness. She has evolved in this third season. Do you have fun playing this character? Because you play it so real, and I know you have some situations where people cannot differentiate Angela Robinson from Veronica Harrington, but, yeah, do you have fun playing this character?
Oh, Vanessa, I am having the time of my life. I am having such a blast playing this character. You know, we get the script sort of like you guys watch it. We're always on the edge of our seat waiting for the next script to come in. And I'm always, my mouth is open like, what? What is Veronica doing? I just get so excited to play these scenes. And I'm just, you know, I'm so, so grateful to Mr. Perry for writing a role that's so complex and crazy and hot and sensual and getting it with young boys and just and smart.
I love that.
And, you know, just all these complexities that I think make up, you know, all of us who are broken and flawed. Mm-hmm. And so I just love that he puts that in the piece, that everybody isn't perfect. Everybody isn't, because people are flawed. And when somebody can look at that character and see themselves, then I think there's healing in that. So I'm excited about it. I love playing.
And it shows, it resonates through television how much you love playing this character. Let me ask you a question as far as Veronica Harrington goes. Do you have much input on the character? You know how certain cast directors will allow you to get the script and make that character yours. Do you have much leeway as far as developing Veronica?
Well, you know, I think every actor has to bring something to the table, you know. Tyler writes it. He definitely writes it. And then he gives us some freedom about how we want to play it, or maybe if we can tweak a word or two, but it's definitely his writing and his baby and his concept. And then we take those words and we bring it to life. As a director, he may have ideas that are different from ours about how he wants it played, but then also he is very open and collaborative about your ideas too. So I think we all come together to create the characters. At the end of the day, he is the writer, but he does listen to us too.
That's good. I absolutely give a shout-out to Mr. Tyler Perry. He is awesome and talented.
Yeah.
Let me use that word, just gifted. He knows how to bring it out of his cast. And, again, this cast of the Have and Have Not is phenomenal. How is the environment around there with you guys?
It's a family. It's really a family environment. We all love each other. We get along very well. You know, it's... We have those scenes, the scenes that I have with Jeffrey. They're so difficult and they're challenging. And we both we both think of it as a huge responsibility, the work that we're doing, because we know people who are living those lives. I know people that are just as controlling as Veronica and pushing their kids away and really will end up alone if they don't stop. And Gavin also knows. So we feel a great sense of responsibility playing the part. We enjoy, because we trust each other, we enjoy working together. But when those hard scenes are done, we always kind of have to embrace and say, "Are you good? I'm good. Are we good?" So, yeah, it's really a great environment. Same with Tika, with Candace. We really get along. So it's great.
Let me ask you, because I read something that was quite disturbing. This is 2015. Social media has drawn us into a vacuum, you know, so fans feel like you're approachable and they know you. It's not like the 90s and 80s, and as I'm reading your Facebook page, there was a disturbance. One lady actually thought you were Veronica Harrington, and she just went crazy. So, how do you deal with the character and Angela with these crazy fans, some of them, you know?
Yeah, you know, they really, I think the, you know, reality TV sometimes has some people a little confused as to whether it's reality TV.
You know,
it is a scripted series, and these are characters that we're playing. But yeah, I had a lady come up and slap me in the back, and I think I wrote that the journalist wrote that I was slapped, but it wasn't in the face. I just want to clear that.
Okay.
We would have had to call the police on that one.
No, that's right.
No, but she just slapped me in the back really hard, and she said, "You need to be nicer to your child. You don't get, but you got one child." And she just went off on me. So, you know, but once she came back to reality and we had a talk, you know, it was fine. But I've had instances like that, of course, online for sure, because people feel a sense of freedom online when they're writing that they don't may not do in person. So definitely online, a whole lot of that. But, you know, I always say it's a great problem to have. It really is. I'm so blessed to be a part of the show, to be, to have fans that love the show so much. So, and I just feel like when they get really upset like that, I must be doing something. So.
You are. You are. Trust me. You take us in there. Oh, my God. You have embodied the character of Veronica Harrington. And sometimes it's not me. That's my escapism, you guys. I get in the mirror and I act like Veronica Harrington. You know, it's how you do your face. Oh, my goodness. That, it just draws us in. And it's just real, Miss Angela Robinson. Phenomenal. Aww. So, okay, let's go ahead and talk about, come on, about the Heaven and Have Not. What can we, without giving away too much, because I know that's what I've been getting, so I was asking the question is, what can we expect in the return third season? Congratulations again, by the way.
What'd you say, Vanessa?
Congratulations on that. It's third season.
Oh, no, it's so exciting. what can you expect? Well, it is going to be... It's going to be just as good as the past seasons. It's going to be filled with, you know, intrigue, and it's going to be suspenseful. I think it's one of the best seasons. I'm excited for you guys to see it. So we got to find out, you know, if Dave is going to get out the house.
Yes.
If he's going to survive this fire.
Yes. Girl. Yes. Oh my goodness, you guys! She broke up her husband. We're trying to. Oh my goodness, this is crazy.
So we gotta figure out, you know, is he gonna get out of this fire? Are they gonna survive all that? We gotta bury Amanda because, you know, we hadn't had her funeral yet. And Wyatt is still, you know, trying to turn us all in. So we got to get him situated and calm him down.
Right.
So
there's right.
a lot. And then there's this whole Benny issue that is now happening with Veronica. So there is a lot that will happen in this next season that I think the fans are going to love.
I know they are. I know they are. Those who are just tuning in, we are live on the air with Angela Robinson, and she stars in Tyler Perry's The Have and the Have Not, which airs on OWN Networks. And it's Returning Tuesday. I call it Thirsty Tuesday. It's Returning Tuesday, you guys. Set your DVRs and watch it live and repeat, because it's definitely on my DVR on repeat. And I'm so excited about this. But what else can we look forward to for you, Angela, other than the have and have nots? I know you do a lot of charity works and events and speaking engagements and things of that nature. What else can we look forward to?
I do. You know, I'm an inspirational speaker, so look for me in a city near you. I usually am invited by organizations that want to bring me in, and so I definitely have a speaking tour happening right now. My husband mm-hmm. and I run the White Robin Group, which is a business we started years ago. We teach actors, mm-hmm. we mentor actors, we actually mentor artists. So anybody that's doing something in the arts that you have a dream, you want to pursue it, we encourage and mentor other artists. And so we have that mm-hmm. going on. I'm renovating my kitchen, and that's taking up all of
Ooh.
My time right
now. Ooh, I love it.
So busy with that. Life, you know, I work at my church. I'm the arts minister at my church, so I'm busy with that. Life is really balanced for me right now, Vanessa.
Good.
You know, work is wonderful. I have
Good.
A great work life. I have a great home life.
Amen.
And a wonderful church life. And it's sometimes hard to get a balance on that. But for right now, this season, it feels really balanced.
Oh, everything falling in place the way God intends it to. And that's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Can you do me a favor? Because when you just said that, the balance, and I feel like someone is listening now, and
mm-hmm.
I don't think they've tuned into our first season, but you had a phenomenal testimony as far as your arriving to this particular character, which is Veronica Harrington. In a nutshell, can you just give briefly your testimony? How did this come about? Delayed is not denied.
Oh, you remember that.
Right.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was in Atlanta. I was doing a musical. I'm a stage actor primarily. I've been doing theater for about 20 years, and
mm-hmm.
I was doing a musical in Atlanta, and one of the things I really wanted when I went to Atlanta was to do one of Tyler Perry's shows, because it filmed in Atlanta. So I was there, and the casting director from Tyler Perry Studios came to see the show and was quite vocal about my work and liked it, and so invited me in to audition for Meet the Browns. And there
mm-hmm.
was a small part on Meet the Browns as a hospital administrator, and I tell you, you would have thought it was a lead in a movie. I was so excited.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so I worked on it, went for my audition, had a wonderful time, loved being able to go visit Tyler Perry Studios, which is such a beautiful place. And left hoping and praying, but got the phone call that I did not get that part. And I was so disappointed, actually
mm-hmm.
very disappointed.
Right.
And
so I
packed up. My show ended, and I packed up, came back home, and over a year later got a call about the haves and the have-nots, and the casting director remembered me from way back, and from, you know, from that audition and from Into the Woods, which was a musical I was doing, and said that they wanted me to put myself on tape and send it in for the role of Veronica Harrington. And 2 weeks later, I was offered the role, and it just really goes to show that delayed is not denied, and sometimes when you don't get things that you really want, you really have to trust God. You really have to trust that he has you in the palm of his hands, and your dreams are important to him, that he placed them inside you. And so he is definitely going to be the one that makes sure that they're realized. And what he can do for you is bigger than anything you can do for yourself. So just trust him and release it. Do all your work. Do your work. Study your craft. Be where
mm-hmm.
you're supposed to be, and be prepared when that door
mm-hmm.
opens. But trust him to open it in his timing, and he will.
Thank you. That is so important. You said so much there. And you guys, after this segment ends, I want you to go back, because it's going to be available upon demand, and listen to everything she just said, because I'm taking copious notes. And Angela, what stuck out to me, because it's in the Bible too.
Mm-hmm.
You said, the casting director remembered you. And in the Bible, that's what God said, and God remember Moses. And God is going to remember us. It is so true. So delayed is not denied. And I took your testimony from that first year, and I just knew in my heart that the have and have not was going to be like it is. And bigger, I feel. Even 12 seasons, I'm throwing that out into the atmosphere. It'll be on that.
Wow.
That's how powerful it is. And you're just so gracious. You're beautiful. You're humble inside and out. And I took your words, Angela. I did. And I ran with those words. And I meditated on those words. And I trusted God. And God has really opened up many doors for the Certain Ones platform as far as our magazine and radio show goes. So God is real. Yeah. And I thank you. I thank you for your humbleness and your humility. I really do.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Thank you for having me on. I will never forget that you showed support in the early days. I really won't ever forget it, Vanessa.
Absolutely. Now, before you go, I know people are listening because I get that all the time. What if someone wants to reach out to you as far as being mentoring? Because I have a lot of people who are interested in acting, theater work, and all that good stuff. How can they connect with you, Angela?
Okay, you can find me, Angela Robinson, on Facebook. You can go to Twitter, find me, Angela Rob Child. That's on Twitter and Instagram, Angela Rob Child. My daddy's name was Rob, so you can think of it like that, Angela Rob Child. Also, you can email me at whiterobingroup@gmail.com. Again, White Robin, one word, whiterobingroup@gmail.com. Email me about the White Robin Group, which is the company my husband and I have. We have acting intensives all over the country, so you can email me about getting on a newsletter so we can let you know when we're coming to your town. And also, go to my inspirational blog. And once you email me, I will guide you to that. But it's at White Robin Group, www.whiterobingroup.com. You can go to my inspirational blog at Art and Spirit. And it's just a little something I write to keep artists motivated. You know, this business will beat you down. And so it's just something I write to sort of keep artists motivated and encouraged not to give up.
Oh, see, guys, do that. Build yourself to her website so you can be inspired. I love this. And that's why I love her. And you are so beautiful inside and out, Angela. Thank you so much. And I hope this is the first, well, the third time, fourth time, fifth time, many visitation from you here on the Certain Ones Blog Talk Radio Show. Thank you.
I will be back, and I just wish you all the best with everything you're doing. I wish you all the best, Vanessa.
Thank you so much. I absolutely love you. You know that. Thank you.
I love you, too. Tell Mommy, hey.
I sure will. I definitely will. Thank you,
right,
Angela. Take care.
God bless you, sister.
Same to you.
Okay.
There you have it, Angela. I love her, Angela Robinson. You guys check out the premiere of The Have and Have Not. It airs on Tuesday on the OWN Network. Tyler Perry is doing the thing, you guys. Let's see if her husband is going to survive. Oh, so much. Kidnapping, arson, revenge, all wrapped up in the one primetime soap written by Mr. Tyler Perry himself. Let's support. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and take this break, and I'm going to bring back author Marlene Banks, whom I absolutely adore. She's going to talk about, yes, Charleston, South Carolina. We're going to talk about those who sadly lost their lives, and it's tragic, but yet God turned this thing around. We don't understand his ways. But instead of divide, we have definitely come together, you know. So I want to talk about that. I want to talk about current events. So if Marlene Banks is in our virtual studio, please press the number one, Marlene. And we're going to get this conversation going. We're going to pour some tea for you and myself. And we're going to come back and talk about history. Marlene Banks is friend to the show. She's no stranger. I told you this thousand countless times before. She is one of what I hail, oh Lord, as one of the prolific history writers that I have had the pleasure to meet. And if you have not read her books, The Preacher's Son, I don't know what. Get her books, Marlene Banks, and you're going to thank me. And when you thank me, just hit me up, www.thecertainonemagazine.com or VanessaJackson.com. vanessajackson90@hotmail.com. You are going to thank me for introducing you to Merlene Banks. She's so awesome. You're going to find out why when we take this short break, come back and talk about current events, history, all that good stuff. Again, the number to call in at is 917-932-1607. Again, that number is 917-932-1607. Press the number one with your question or comment for either myself or Merlene. And we will be right back after this detailed message.
Are you a single Christian woman who's wondering where Mr. Right is? If so, I believe I can help you. Hi, my name is Afi Pittman, creator of Author of Faith Enterprises, the place of encouragement for today's single woman. I know firsthand how frustrating it is to just want to meet and marry Mr. Right already, and then to do everything you know how to do in dating and romance, and at the end of the day, still be single. But God used some very difficult situations in my life to teach me the art of contentment and how to prepare for marriage. If you're ready to live a full life, free from worry that you'll ever marry Mr. Right, and you want to marry God's way, I want you to join me at authorofmyfaith.com. Start by signing up for the Single and Preparing e-newsletter to get free articles, video devotionals, and company news. I also post new blog devotionals every week, along with articles on dating, healthy eating, and living. And you can also subscribe for those as well. So again, this is Afi Pittman with Author of Faith Enterprises, the place of encouragement for today's single woman at authorofmyfaith.com. I so look forward to hearing from you, and I would be honored to serve you on your journey to Mr. Right.
Are you starting a new business, releasing a CD, writing a new book? Consider Mitchell Productions for your web design services. Visit www.mitchell-productions.com for portfolio samples, specials, and package prices. Remember, a website is not a luxury item. It's a necessity. Check out mitchell-productions.com or find them at facebook.com/mitchellproductions.
Do you have a show idea or community event that you would like for Vanessa to announce? These requests can be emailed to VanessaJackson90@hotmail.com. That's VanessaJackson90@hotmail.com. Be sure to send in writing on the organization's stationery and letterhead and include a general overview of the organization event with complete contact information. Your request must be received at least 4 weeks prior to the event. Include the date, time, location, and specific needs for the event.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to the Search and Wants Block Talk Radio Show, where I'm your host for the hour, Vanessa Richardson. Thank you for joining us again here. And if you just tuned in, you just missed a wonderful, I mean, honestly, an awesome interview with Angela Robinson. She's actress and star of Tyler Perry's The Have and The Have Not. No worries, because after this show ends, it's going to be available upon demand, and you can listen to it over and over again. Download it, iTunes. It's going to be on speaker, if you will. So we're so excited about that. I want to mention yet again that if you have not followed us on YouTube, you want to go ahead and do that. We've already began filming, so we have a lot of content that we're going to air soon, very soon. We're in the editing stage. It's going to be eclectic. It's going to be a little bit of everything. We're going to have authors on there. We're going to do Google chat with interviews. We're trying to spice it up, you know. We're looking for authors. We're looking for playwrights. We're just looking for actors, those who have testimonies. We're going to feature you. So, yeah, we're taking it to another level. With God, I'm so excited that every level go higher and higher. We're never stagnant. Give us these assignments and these tasks to do, and it's up to us to, as Angela mentioned, to do the work. To do the work and walk in the spirit of excellency and to know God's timing and to remain calm and not panicky and let God's will be done. We are just vessels that he uses, a gift, talent to enlighten, inspire, motivate. It's always a spark. black choice to aspire to breathe in life. Those who are around the environment, and you'll always find in me a place of comfort and home. And I'm not saying I'm perfect, because sometimes you have to fight to enter into rest. And we get that mixed up. And I had to learn that, differentiate the time to rest. I had to differentiate that that I'm not defeated, that the timing is just not right. And when God opened a door, guess what? Can't nobody close it. And when God closes a door, guess what? Can't nobody open it. It just is not going to be very important to keep the faith. What if I asked you if something horrific happened around you, to you, would you be willing to forgive? Especially if you're facing a person who needlessly stolen, and that's what it was, lives, nine lives. That's what happened with the victims. I hate to say victims, for those family members who lost those in Charleston, South Carolina, so readily and speedily, they declared, "I forgive you." Looked them in his eye and said that, "I forgive you." For some people, it's a process. It takes time to say those words, "I forgive you," for taking, stealing, especially a place of worship and peace. Who can imagine that, sitting in that church for an hour, knowing, plotting the deed that he was going to do? And yet these families said that, "I forgive you." We're refusing to let hate, anger, steal from us. You meant for it to turn, go this way, but it's not going to happen. So, and it doesn't make it any easier with the passage of time, because when I still hear these or see these people, their names mentioned via the news media, it still hurts me to hear it. It really does. It's just senseless. And I pray for the family. I pray for the world. I pray for, because you can only change unless you want change. It comes from your mind. It comes from something inside you. You have to be changed by choice. So that's why I pray. And you got to pray in knowledge and wisdom. I pray that truth penetrates the heart and mind and spirit of people, because some people think their truth is the truth, and it's not the real truth. So we have to come for understanding. Like, I don't know what possessed this young man to do that. He think that's his truth, that it was not his truth. That was just evil at work. But God turned that around. So it's important to know the real truth and to allow healing to take place, because that's the only way you're going to move forward. In each tragedy, we have decisions to make in our lives. There's that one moment, that pivotal moment. Thank you, Marlene. I don't know why I'm here, but I feel the impressed to say this. I'm going to bring you on in a minute. In that one moment in our lives, I mean, some level of pain is faced with decision that you have or must make that's going to forever alter your life in the future, if that makes sense. And in that moment of time, it's so important that you do not make any haste decisions. Sometimes you just have to get away. Sometimes you don't. And I put this on my Facebook, that silence is communication too. Silence is an answer. If you can master silence at the right time, then you are good. And there's time when you just have to just be silent, even when you know that those around you are trying to provoke you and answer out of you. And when they're able to hit that button and you talk speedily and fast and hastily and you react, because a lot of people are reactionary instead of proactive, you know, you have to deal with that. That stems from something on the inside, hurt, that's been buried down. And I had the opportunity to talk to an octogenarian, an African-American, and we have our own experiences. She was saying back in the day, our people, our ancestors told us that we have to accept things and not say anything. And, you know, all that's bottled up inside a person. You know what's wrong, and you can't say nothing, and you have to accept the wrong, and you can't really voice how you feel, and you got to accept. It's just a lot that people didn't deal with. They buried it under the table, and all that erupts. It will, man, at the unexpected time and moment, you can break a nail, or your shoe can break, and all of a sudden, bam, you have an explosive reaction, and it's deeper than that, your nail breaking and your shoes heel coming off and the child crying is deeper than that. It's all that oppressed animosity and things that happened in your past that we have not dealt with. And you, and psychiatrists will say that. They'll try to evaluate you, go back in your past and find out what the problem is. So there's something there. There's something there somewhere that happened and triggered these things, these happenings to take place in a person's life. And my point is this. In those moments, I cannot even rationalize. I have no rationale why this young man did that at the age of 21. Just, I have no rationale. And don't even try to put the insanity in there, okay? And he has to be crazy to somebody to do something so horrific as that. Within an hour, he listened to the tape, Bible study, and these people fellowship, and it's a nine-queen small group. These people knew each other. I don't know. So I'm going to bring Marlene on. She's... Marlene, I just want to hear her take on it. Welcome to the show, Marlene. I truly love you, as you know. Glad to have you back.
Hello, Vanessa. Glad to be back. It's always good speaking with you and to engage in some good conversation.
Absolutely. I just did my little rant and spiel. Let's go ahead and how do you feel? What's your take about the whole thing? Just a horrible thing. It's horrible.
Aside from the horror and the sadness.
Yeah.
When I initially heard about it, and as I heard little bits of details about what happened, about him sitting there for an hour
mm-hmm.
before he started shooting, and what he said, and it's just hard to fathom what goes on in the head of an individual. But you
yeah.
know the root is hatred.
Mm-hmm.
You were saying about the insanity thing. Well, that goes without being said.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something more. The world, I watch how the world is digesting this. The politicians
mm-hmm.
want to make it a political issue.
Mm-hmm.
The gun laws and this, that, and the other. But for
mm-hmm.
me, a child of God,
mm-hmm.
it's a spiritual issue.
Mm-hmm.
It's a spiritual issue, and that's the root of the problem. You can
mm-hmm.
make all kinds of gun laws, but if you don't change the heart of man, because you can kill a person with something other than a gun. You take the guns
mm-hmm.
away, they'll stab you to death. They'll beat
mm-hmm.
you with a baseball bat. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I understand that you want to have some type of restrictions in to purchase arms, but don't make every horrific crime a platform to get up here and hoop and holler about gun laws.
Mm-hmm.
Because the social ramifications that we see are not the root. The root
mm-hmm.
of the problem is spiritual. If you don't change the hearts of men,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't matter what kind of laws
exactly.
you have, what kind of social programs you have,
mm-hmm.
where they live, how much money they have. It's the hearts of men that make the type of society we live in. And until we understand that, it's a spiritual problem.
Mm-hmm.
What
mm-hmm.
we see manifesting in the social and the political and the natural has manifested in the spiritual first. It's all over. It has pervaded on this planet. The world will tell you, oh, that's crazy. You're seeing demons everywhere. God is not have nothing to do with everything. Well, yes. As a believer, I believe God has something to do with everything. He's still on the throne. And even in horrible times like this, with horrible activities, because we push God out, we're going to
mm-hmm.
have more and more of this type of activity.
Mm-hmm.
It's a spiritual thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way I think you can fight it is spiritually. And people said, well, they were sitting up in church praying. How come they got murdered?
Yes.
We don't know what they were praying. We don't know what
mm-hmm.
was in their heart.
Mm-hmm.
We just know they were in church. And I'm going to leave
mm-hmm.
that right there. I'm
mm-hmm.
not going any further. I just think for him to do it in a church was not an accident. There's a lot
mm-hmm.
of places he could have went and found people. Why
mm-hmm.
was he directed toward a church?
Mm-hmm.
And what was going through his mind for that hour? Someone told
mm-hmm.
me, I don't know if it's true or not, that he confessed that he almost changed his mind.
Mm-hmm.
But I go back to the same thought. the world wants to handle this through social, political, humanistic, man-made fixes. And it won't work.
Mm-mm.
It's a spiritual thing.
Definitely a spiritual thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the, and you were speaking about forgiveness. A lot of people, I remember back when there was an incident years ago when little Amish girls were killed. The man, I don't know if you remember this incident in Pennsylvania. He lined up these little girls and he killed them one by one, little Amish
girls. That's right. Right, right. Mm-hmm.
And people were shocked then because the parents of those girls said they forgave him.
Mm-hmm.
Forgiveness is one of the hardest characteristics for a child of God to lay hold of.
Mm-hmm.
But forgiveness is one of the most Christ-like characteristics that there is. Remember,
mm-hmm.
our salvation is founded on forgiveness. Not that we were perfect, but that we were forgiven.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus said it while he hung on that tree. Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. He set an example that I know I'm not there, or I could imitate that, because I'd have been saying, bring them angels down and wipe all these jokers off the planet.
Mm-hmm.
But he set the example through his godly love of
mm-hmm.
how we are supposed to forgive. Now, those people said they forgive, but we all have to understand what forgiveness is.
Mm-hmm.
Someone said to me, oh, well, I think they just lying. They ain't forgiving that. How can they forgive this early?
Mm-hmm.
Forgiveness is not a feeling, first. This is what we need
mm-hmm.
to understand. We
mm-hmm.
operate so much on our emotions and feelings. But
yes.
forgiveness, the root of forgiveness is not in a feeling. It's a decision.
Right. Yes.
You decide
yes.
to forgive. What those people are probably saying, and I can't speak for them, is that they have made a decision to forgive that young man.
Mm-hmm.
And although they may not feel it now, they will pray toward that. And once you make the decision, you'll start praying toward that. And if you keep praying and it's sincere in your heart that that's where you want to go, eventually your emotions will line up with it. Now, how long that takes, it could be weeks, months, years. Each person has an individual capacity for forgiveness. But those people were saying they have made the decision, those who said that, that they had made the decision to forgive him. And that's their Christ-likeness. I've heard other people in other situations. There was a murder case many years ago where they stabbed this woman 33 times. And it was a young teenage girl who was doing most of the stabbing. And they asked her, and the reason the documentary was on was because she was up for death penalty. She was still a minor, and they were back and forth about, well, they can't execute her because she's a minor, da-da-da-da-da, she had a hard life, blah-blah-blah. But during the interview for this documentary, and by the way, she didn't get executed, and she's out now. During this documentary, the guy asked her, why did you stab her so many times? This lady was in her 80s. These were three girls. She was a Sunday school teacher. She was in her 80s. She let them in her house because she thought they were coming for Sunday school instruction. They ended up robbing her and stabbed her 33 times. And the man said, why did you have to stab? And the girl looked right in his face and said, because she wouldn't stop praying. She kept asking God to forgive us. I was a teenager when I heard that. It blew my mind. I wasn't even saved, but that blew my mind. Once again, I'd have been calling down all kinds of fire to come and take care of them. The human nature, the human part of us. But that spiritual part of us, that part that is supposed to be striving to be like Christ Jesus, that is what comes out sometimes at the worst, most awkward, most unbelievable times.
Yeah.
And that's what shows what's in you. When you should be trying to take their heads off or wish them to burn in hellfire forever in that pit, you ask God to forgive them. And if you know you're dying, hey, you really need to be like Christ. So I can understand it. But it took me years and a relationship with God in order to get there where I could understand it. It took salvation. It took reading the Bible. It took knowing and having a personal relationship with Christ Jesus in order to understand how a person who you just blew away my mama or my grandmama, and I can say, I forgive you.
That's powerful, Marlene.
And it's all about the relationship, and that, too, is a spiritual thing. And don't think he won't forget that. Don't think that's not weighing on him. As horrible as this tragedy was, God can still take that and bring some good out of it. And that's what we have to hold on to.
You're absolutely right. For those who are just tuning in, we are live, broadcasting live here on A Certain Ones Blog Talk Radio Show, and we have author Marlene Banks on, and we're talking about the Charleston church student shooting and engaging conversation here. And if you want to tune in and just chime in with this conversation, and I know you do, the number is 917-932-1607. Press the number one. Let's talk about this. Conversation is good for the soul. Yes, Marlene, I forgive you, and I like how you said that so poignantly, that it's a decision. Absolutely a decision. You may not even, you just actually echoing something my pastor said. She said, God will sometimes give you assignments that you don't understand. You just have to believe and just know who he is. So I just want to just, I don't want to call him victim and all that, because these people were people who affected people in the positive. And you've seen it on CNN, how they had family members and friends talk about them, how great and wonderful they were. I'm going to go ahead and name their names. Senator Clementa Pinckney, Tawanda Sanders, Cynthia Hurd, Reverend Sharonda Coleman, Singer Carol Thompson, Ethel Lance, Reverend Daniel Simmons, Reverend DePayne Middleton, Doctor, and Susie Jackson. They was all shot and killed by this gunman. I only want to say his name, 9 p.m. Wednesday, during a prayer meeting inside Emmanuel African and Methodist Episcopalian Church. So, yeah, I mean, ages range from 41 to 23. I mean, their lives were not in vain.
I'll say this. If you have to go that way, and we all know that's a horrible way to go, but if you have to go and under such horrible circumstances to be praising God, having his name on your lips, coming out your lips, when that murderer took them out, mm-hmm. what more could they... better way could there be? Praising God.
Right. I think that's what made this more like a soothing balm, because of where they were, that place of worship, and their last conversation and talk and thing was loving God. That's what made this so less painful, I think. And you're right. I mean, it's spiritual. God has come. We're in the end times. I'm going to go ahead and bring 203 on area code in. We are in the end time, and you heard this before, Marlene, where people, we as a majority, those who confess salvation or confess to follow Christ, we're more times than often, listen to this, walk in the flesh than the spirit. We forget that we're spiritual beings living in the flesh, but we cater more to the flesh than the spirit. I'm always mystified by the things that I hear coming from these people. You can't miss oil and water, Marlene. You know that. We are of the world, but we're in the world, but not of the world. And the church has got so convoluted with these crazy things. I don't understand it, but I'm going to hold up. I'm going to keep the banner up. I'm going to trust God after all he's done for me and doing for me. I mean, I love him. He's loving my soul. If God don't do it, it can't be done. And we know God can do all things but fail. So even in this, I have a peace of mind that God is coming back. and the rapture is coming. You know how people were looking around, Marlene, like the end of time, that the plane going to go down, they're going to look around and people are just vanishing? No, God, these people are leaving like this. That's what, this is the new millennium. This is the new era. So God, you're looking for one way and God coming another way. So we walk, again, a lot of people walking in the flesh and not in the spirit. And your salvation is based on your decision that you made. And you have to forgive because God's forgiven us our sins to carry his cross and live like him. And it's a lot of people do not want to deny themselves, Marlene. They don't want to do it. They do not. So they're unbalanced. It's not easy.
It's not an easy thing to do. It won't probably happen overnight. And there will be times when the enemy will whisper back to you what went down. That pain will well back up in you. And you have to make that decision and speak it out loud all over again and suppress it back down, quote scripture or whatever, and suppress that anger, that resentment, that hatred back down. It's a constant struggle.
Yes.
So it's not just a one-shot deal. Well, I said I forgive him, so it's done. No.
It
will
process.
Be a continual forgiving because the enemy will remind you, do you remember what they did, so-and-so and so? And then you're going to get ticked all over again. And once that happens, you have to go through the motions again, make the decision. I'm sticking to my decision. Lord, blah, 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 and keep suppressing it. And eventually it'll get easier. And your emotions won't fly off the handle so fast, and your emotions will line up with that decision. Now, how long that takes, it varies according to what you're forgiving, the severity of what you're forgiving, who you're forgiving, and so forth. But it's not an easy thing. No, it's not. But it's what we're supposed to strive for. It's the Christ-likeness that we receive. I mean, Jesus was plain. He did not mince words. He said, the same measure by which you forgive others. I mean, he did not stutter. Will be the same measure that you are forgiven. He couldn't put it in.
Absolutely.
So even though you may not have killed anyone, went in the church and killed anyone, you may have not done some of the things that were done to you, but you have done something. You have done things. And if you didn't do it to other people, I know you done broke God's heart, because we all have. Because we are so far from being Christ-like, just in our everyday. Like you said, we're in the world. Half of us got one foot in the world and trying to have one foot in the kingdom. We walk in the flesh more than we do the spirit. And so we're just trying to get it together. And when we don't, when we do wrong, we hurt God. We break his heart. We break his heart probably as much as our hearts are broken or those family members of the people who were killed, their hearts are broken.
It's true.
So,
it's so true.
Forgiveness is something that we have received. And in the economy of God, what we get, we're supposed to also put out. We take it in, and then we dispense it out. It's not just for us to take in and keep. And that goes for everything from love. God gives us love. We're supposed to give out love. God gives us, it goes for your money. God gives you financial blessings, you're supposed to share. Everything God gives us, we're supposed to share.
Yes.
Everything. That's God's economy. Not the world's economy, but God's economy.
Mm-hmm.
And everything in God's world, the economy and kingdom, is the flip side of the world.
True.
So it's hard for us to always line ourselves up because we live in this world. We're human. And there's certain things we want. We have certain desires. So that's why it says walk in the spirit. Feed the spirit. Anything that you feed grows. And what you feed the most will grow the most. If you feed flesh the most, that's what you're going to walk in because that's what's growing. But if
that's
you feed the spirit more, then your spirit will grow. And you don't even have to try to feed the flesh. The world is just stuffing the flesh.
Yes.
Like a glutton.
Yes.
You just be here. All the stuff that comes at you, all the things you see, all the things around you, that's the world feeding the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to make a decisive choice to feed mm-hmm. your spirit, because the world mm-hmm. just don't do it. You have to make an effort and feed mm-hmm. that spirit and keep feeding it, because that's the only way it'll grow, because the flesh will just overflow it, because everything mm-hmm. around you is feeding that. And if you don't make a decision, I mean, we have people who walk around talking about they Christians and don't crack a Bible.
Yes.
You have to read that word of God. You have to pray.
You're right.
You have to put the stuff of God in its place first.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to feed on the things of God, as mm-hmm. the Bible says, of goodly report.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I watch Empire. Trust me, I'm not going to say I don't, but sometimes you got to back away from Empire and pick up that Bible. We got to let Cookie go and pick up the Word of God. We got to, and Ms. Robinson, what you said, you were speaking to me. I love you, because
yes.
what you said was a direct thing for me to hear. I
yes.
know it was.
Yes.
But sometimes
yes.
we might even have to back off the haves and have-nots.
Yes.
Until we can get that word of God in us. Then we can come back to you.
Right.
But
right.
we feed on the spiritual things. And we have to do it intentionally. And you have mm-hmm. to keep feeding. Just, well, I went to church, I went to Bible study, and that's it. And
mm-hmm.
then all week long, everything is worldly around you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, those couple hours you spend at church and Bible study, they aren't enough with all this other stuff that's going on around you. That's not enough
that's
just
right.
to do that and come home, throw your Bible down on the table, and don't pick it up till Sunday morning.
Mm-mm, mm-mm.
That's not enough. That's not going to help
mm-mm.
Fortify you against all this other stuff swirling around you. I mean, you listen to the news, who got shot, who
mm-hmm.
this, who did that. I mean, if it's not that, even the weather is distressing. The hurricanes
yes.
are coming, blowing down this,
yes.
killing people. Everything around you is chaos, turmoil, and mostly negative from the world. Or they're pushing you to get money, do this, do that, or do
mm-hmm.
the other.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to go out of your way to take in things of godly report.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't do it, the world will suck you up and spit you out.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be hollering about you a Christian. Why is this happening to you? Why da da da? And what did Jesus say? And he said it a couple of times in that word. He said they'll come to him and he'll say, "I never knew you."
Mm-hmm. That's the word.
And I'm gonna drop it right there.
Oh, we're gonna pick it up with area code 203, and he dropped a lot.
Ooh, I know.
Marlene, I'm going to bring in 203 area code, and it's 910. We're going to bring you next. Let's go ahead and engage in dialogue. We're talking about the shooting in Charleston, South Carolina. I'm not even going to say the shooter's name. I'm not ready for that yet, but I forgive him too. So we're going to go ahead and bring area code 203 on the line. Hello, welcome to the show. Do you have a question for Adam?
Vanessa, how you doing, Vanessa? Bless you, bless you, bless you. And this is Michael Jones calling from Bridgeport, Connecticut. Hello?
How are you?
I'm doing good, thank you. And you know what?
Good to have you.
This is truly a blessing for me, because first season of the Have and Have Not, you talked with Angela, and I was listening on the program today when she gave her testimony and was talking about things that are happening. And today, just, it's like, I was trying to get you last week, and something happened, the program or whatever, I couldn't get you. But now, I got you today for the first time in a long, long, long time.
Yes.
Angela, and also a good friend of mine, Marlene.
Hi, Michael.
This is truly a blessing, and thank you guys for this conversation. It was really a needed conversation.
Yeah.
You know, you put this on share on all of the media associates, because everything that was said was so important.
Mm-hmm.
And just like what Marlene said about this forgiveness thing, a lot of times we say, "I forgive you," but do we really mean it? And like you said, it's going to keep coming back because that's what the devil does. He keeps bringing mess back to you, whispering in your ears, stroking your ego, rubbing on your back, and then all of a sudden he's trying to put his foot in your behind all at the same time. So that's his nature. So we have to really be conscious of everything at all times. So I agree totally with that. And also, you know, we're celebrating 4th of July next week. Freedom. Are we going to be able to really understand the freedom and happy birthday, America, with all of this mess that's going on, all of the killing that's going on, all of the chaos and confusion that's going on, all of the injustice going on, and we really, truthfully say happy birthday, America. I forgive all of the mess that really happened to us. That's something to think about. And I'm so glad you guys brought the form, you know what I mean, the touch bases. So, again, thank you, and bless you, and love you, okay?
My pleasure. It's good hearing from you. My goodness, it's been quite a while. So
yes.
It's just good to hear from you again.
Divine intervention, divine providence.
Absolutely, absolutely.
It's always on time.
always. Thank you, Brother Jones,
yes,
for your comment or question. And please, continue to come back. You still have a show too, right?
Yes, I do. Mondays at 5:30 to 6:30.
Yeah, what's the link? Where can we listen in at?
Oh, okay, www.soundviewtv.org.
There you have it. Thank you, Brother Jones. Listen, you guys, tune into his show. I mean, he has so much to say, Brother Michael Jones, and I'm going to make an effort, too, to be more attentive to his show. When I listen to it, I really am fed, and I'm pretty sure you will, too. So go back. As you noticed, it is a couple of minutes after 7. I want to extend this show because, look, Marlene, we always have great conversation, and Brother Michael Jones, he's here. He's chilling, so I extended the hour on the show. So go back and listen to the archives and check Brother Michael Jones out. Thank you, Brother Michael Jones. Appreciate you calling in.
And bless you guys also.
God bless you. We're going to go to area code 910. We're going to bring them on. Hi, welcome to the show. You have a question or comment for either myself or Marlene? Area code 910. Are you there?
Yes,
okay,
I'm here. Yes, I'm here.
Hi, you have a question or comment for either myself or Marlene?
No, I just wanted to say that I enjoy the show and I enjoy the dialogue. Everything that you say is true.
Linda,
really,
this is Linda.
Everything.
Hi, Linda, how are you?
Hey, how are you today?
I
came in kind of late, but I did hear some of it, you know? And as you were saying, it's a praying time now. And Marlene was saying, you know, just going to church for a few hours and coming home and a few hours in Bible study, that's not enough. And
that's
we have
right.
to stay in that word, and we have to stay prayerful. And we have to, like she said, we have to feed the spirit, and that's through fasting and praying. That's the only way that we can survive today, you know, because the devil is wide or loose. And like she said, he's always putting thoughts in our minds, but we have to be strong enough to overcome these thoughts, you know. And I just enjoyed the show. It was just beautiful. I enjoyed everyone that spoke tonight. It was really, really great.
Thank you. Thank you for calling me.
It was great. But
thank
I thought
you.
That, you know, that really captured me because I said, Lord, that's something I've been trying to do is to stay in his word and let that word speak to us, you know?
Yes.
It's power in his word, and that's for sure.
Absolutely.
You know, Marlene and Linda, I don't understand how people don't want to read the Bible. I mean, it's one of the best books that's
ooh, I feel
written.
Lost when I don't read it. I feel my day is not complete. I have to get in the word. If I don't get in it, my whole day is messed up. So I thank and praise God how our pastor is teaching us how to eat the word. And you just don't read it, but you have to absorb it and let that word
there
become
a
part of you.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
That's when it's really food to your soul, when you just you know, you read it and just let it become a part of your spirit, you know?
The Bible says, study and show yourself approved.
Yes,
it doesn't say gloss across. It doesn't say gloss across the words, or just memorize a verse and
it
like a memory. It says study and show yourself. That means you have to get into that word. You have to run those.
You
got to
get into it. Yes.
You have to pray.
And I tell you, that's what's
and ask for
me
revelation.
Is His word.
Yes.
Yes. Mhm. I tell you, it really encourages my heart. It really does. Every time I open up the word, God has a word for us all. And we'll just stay in that word and take Him at His word and stand on that word and believe what He say in the word. We will be victorious. Mhm.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes. I concur. I love the Bible. I love it. You know, there's no excuse now because you can listen to it on audio while you're driving. Excuse it all. So thank you for calling in. We appreciate you, Linda. I call her Old Faithful. She's a dedicated listener and supporter. Thank you. I love you so much.
I love you too.
Bye. Thank you, guys. And those who are just tuning in, we are live on the air with author Marlene Banks. The number to call in is 917-932-1607. Again, as I mentioned, conversation is always delightful with Marlene. So I went ahead and extended the hour, pouring us some more tea or coffee, whatever it is you deserve or want. And we're engaging in conversation. So, Marlene, without further ado, let's go ahead and give your website out there. At the top of the show, or midway, I told them about your books, which I love. So how can they connect with you? Maybe you're a speaker. Maybe they want to bring you to their church.
They can go
maybe
on my website.
Order your books.
My website is MarleneBanks.com. Easy enough to remember. You can go on Amazon or Barnes & Noble and order my books. I have four historical romances out.
Yes.
And I have two contemporary, and I'm getting ready to release tomorrow probably the third contemporary, which is a series. It's called the Be Happy series.
It's only out in ebook.
It's only out in ebook, and I've been getting some favorable feedback from it. It's very different from my historicals, which are titled Ruth Redemption, Son of a Preacher Man, Greenwood and Archer, and Gunmen Have No Sabbath. This contemporary focuses on love, sex, and dating for a Christian woman. And it's slightly comical. It's about her dating experiences and romantic experiences and her dysfunctional family. She's a 35-year-old. When you meet her, she's a 35-year-old divorced woman. And she's navigating the dating world again. And I try to be realistic, and it's called the Be Happy Romance series. I try to be realistic about what she goes through because it's a big issue to me in the Christian community. We have a lot of single Christian sisters out there.
Yes, we
and
do.
And the dating world is different for us, or at least it should be. Different for us than it is for the rest of the world. But from what I see, most Christian women are doing the same thing that the rest of the world is doing.
Yes.
And we handle romance and dating the exact same way. I mean, what part of the Bible didn't you understand when it says does not fornicate? And I'm going to drop that right there and leave. People don't want
to
hear that. Somebody told me, and they were truthful, people don't want to hear that.
They don't.
They ain't trying, please. And I done got so old, and I haven't gotten married yet, and you telling me what? I can't have sex? Oh, please. They don't want to hear it. But the truth of the matter is, that's what God said. God said, until you get married. And in this world, that's unheard of. You're going to get 35, 40 years old if you're not married, and you're going to be a virgin? The world does not promote that. The world does not promote abstinence. But the word of God does. So the question is, Who are you following, the world or the word of God?
And this young lady
is trying to do it God's way. I'm not saying she gets it right all the time. I'm not saying she's perfect. But she's trying to do it God's way, and she messes up a lot.
Right,
I say that. I'm not necessarily talking about having sex, but in decisions that she makes, maybe putting herself in situations that she shouldn't be. If you're not going to have sex, don't spend the night at the man's house, okay?
Hello. That type of thing. Come on.
If you're not going to go all the way, then don't put yourself in position, certain positions. So there's a lot of things that are spoken without being said in the activities of this young woman. But she does love the Lord, and she's trying to get it right. Although she stumbles and falls, she gets back up and start again. And that's human nature. And I try to be realistic about how she feels. Christian women have sexual desires just like everybody else.
Yes, yes.
But you got to learn how to control it. You got to have discipline. So how do you maneuver this? What kind of examples do we have of people who help you and say, well, I did it, so I know you can do it. I didn't get married until I was 40, but I remained a virgin. I don't know anybody like that. Very few people, and I'm sure there are a few around, but very few people will run into people who say that. The world says, well, that's crazy. Somebody told me one time, well, you got to try out the cow before you, you got to try the milk before you try the cow.
And I'm like,
but that's what the world says. See, there's one set of rules for the world and one set of for the people of God. The people of God need to stop trying to live like the world and try to live the way God's telling us to live. And it's not easy. It's not easy because we're like salmon going upstream against the current of everything around us. But that's why we're called to be light and salt. Light eradicates the darkness. It's against the darkness. It's opposite the darkness. And that's what we're supposed to be. We're not supposed to do it the world's way. And so we're supposed to strive to do it God's way. The book has gotten good report, and it's funny. So it's lighthearted. It's fun. It's a fun read. It's an easy read. The first one is called A Happy Anniversary. The second one is called A Happy Thanksgiving. And the next one that's getting ready to come out is called A Happy New Year. And it's based on different holiday celebrations that bring the family together. Oh, she has a funny, dysfunctional family. And it's an easy read. It's a good summer vacation. Sit on the beach, sit on the patio, and read. And it'll give you some good insight on what's it like out there for you married ladies. What's it like to be single now, to be a woman of God, to try to do it God's way, but still have those human feelings and needs, and all of the reality of it, and different other things that come up in life. So that's what's out now, and my tried and true books, my historicals, and I'm good with the Be Happy series, and there will be another one out in the fall.
You know what? I want to, for the next month, if not next month, I'm thinking here, writing notes here. I love the Be Happy series, and I want to promote this with you, and I want to bring you on, like,
every
Thursday. I want to go ahead, I'm not sure, there's some ideas in my head, but I want to go ahead and confirm that with you. I want to do a series on the Be Happy series. It's going to be hot, you guys. This is exclusive right here, for real. This is going to be hot. For real, the Happy series.
Dating, love, and sex. Dating, love, and sex is a part of life.
Yes, ma'am.
And we have these young ladies who maybe come up in the church, and we need to guide them and show them how it's supposed to be done while they're young. Maybe some of us older people, we're too far gone. But I don't believe that, because God can renew you. He can renew everything within you. But especially the young teenagers, get them before they're too far out there in the world and show them. But if they see the older adults and we out there doing our thing, and then run up in church on Sunday, falling out on the floor, and then go back to the hotel when we come out of church with some other woman's husband. What are they going to think?
Right.
You have to live this thing.
You have to live it.
And someone, I had a book club read the Be Happy series, and one of the women said, well, B is too good, which I think is a joke. But she wasn't really a born-again Christian, so I understood where she was coming from. She said she prayed too much. She said
she prayed
about stuff too much. And she said, there's no way I'm going to be with the man of my dreams and not have sex with him. I said, that's because that's the human side of you, but there's a spiritual side that you could be with the man of your dreams. And I said, but in the natural, it will never happen. But you're thinking in the natural. I said, the children of God, we're supposed to think in the spirit. And that's something I guess we have to be taught, because it doesn't come naturally. And that's where that feeding the spirit comes in. You have to bombard yourself with the music, the godly music. I'm not saying you can't listen to secular music, because I listen to both. I love the oldies. I grew up in the 60s. And, oh, you hear some James Brown come on, and I'm trying to break it down. Remembering when, you know.
Yes.
But you listen to some godly music. You read stuff that helps strengthen you spiritually. You read the Bible. You if you go to church, you go to church, and you listen to sermons. You can buy tapes and movies and everything from the Christian market that will help strengthen you. And you
Correct.
Do the secular thing, too. Like I said, I watch Empire. I can't wait to see what Cookie's going to do next. But if they get a little too much raunchy, I might have to cut Empire loose. But I But I like that show. I love the show.
Right.
Cookie is my girl. She can wear those furs, honey.
What? I
got to
check it out. Don't judge me, guys.
Oh, she can wear those furs.
Really
yes, she can. She breaks down with some fur, and I love fur coats. And please don't anybody write me from the animal protection or whatever those people are called about fur coats, because I'm not going there with you, because I don't care what you got to say. I love fur coats.
Oh, my goodness. Marlene Banks is live here on The Certain Ones. We love her.
But I wanted to say something about Angela Robinson and what she had said earlier when you were getting her testimony.
Yeah.
That was for me. I know it was. What she said, that testimony.
Powerful.
She said, a delay is not a denial.
Powerful, yes, yes.
It was so timely for me to hear that.
I remember that.
It is very timely for me to hear that. And that how it was a year later, and that, yes, that was for me.
And God remembers.
Thank you, Sister Angela.
Yes.
For putting that in my ear. I needed to hear that.
Yes. Yes. And God remember. And God is going to remember someone today. So those who are out there listening, be encouraged. And another thing we have to do, Marlene, is this. Stop comparing ourselves to other people. Stop walking so much in the flesh. They got this thing called clean eating. Clean eating where you choose to refrain from eating red meats and things of that nature, and it may be a little expensive and cost you to eat clean, and it's going to cost somebody to eat clean, but the benefits are worth it. That's why I started doing eating clean, and I'm doing that in the spirit. And also, it's so important what you say. You got to guard your eye gate, ear gate. And I wrote on my Facebook page today, it does not make sense how people cannot even help each other in the body of Christ. Why are you jealous of your sister and your brother in success? You see it. Stop faking that you don't see it. And you're only happy for them when you're happy. That's not how God works. And I see that orchestrated so many times in the lives and people who confess Christian, and they say one thing and do another one. And you said something poignantly that people don't understand, people who are not married and still virgin. My testimony is just that. I'm not letting anyone come to me any kind of way until God put that right man, my husband, in my life. No one's going to touch me.
Right.
No one's going to do any of those things. I promise God, and it is what it is. And I don't feel my biological clock ticking, whatever. No, God has ordained me for this, such a time as this. And it's not always easy, like you said. So that's why I'm so excited about your Be Happy series, and we're going to connect, for real. So the time has come and gone. Marlene, one more time, in closing, you're a woman of God. Someone is listening out there. What words of encouragement you have, especially if they're single and they say, man, I'm old and blah, 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 I want to give up. What kind of words of encouragement would you offer them today?
Well, if you're older and you're thinking it's over, forget it. I just read in the AARP magazine that a 75-year-old woman just married this 81-year-old man. This was her first marriage, her first. Now, I think he might have been married before, but this was her first marriage at 75. And they had a picture of them. She had a white wedding dress on, kicking her legs up in the air. So if you think you're too old, forget it. It's hard to wait. But one thing God will reinforce is wait on God. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, as a divorced woman, you do not want to hook up with the wrong person. Wait
Say
on God.
That.
Wait on
Say
God,
that.
My sister. Wait on God,
Say
my
that.
Brother. You do not want to, because men feel it too, you do not want to hook up with the wrong person. And I believe God has someone for each of us. There are a few of us who he may not want to marry, depending on your calling in life. But what you do is you wait on God. Not that you can't date, but you wait on God, and he will tell you when the right one comes. It's hard to wait. Wait on God for anything, whether it's for your career, whether it's for your calling, this, that, or the other. It's hard, but it's worth it. And he will give you the strength through the Holy Spirit to continue to wait. I have waited for things sometime and cried my heart out.
Mm-hmm.
But like the lady said, a delay is not a denial.
Mm-hmm.
Wait on God, because it's worth it. Because when we step up, and I learned it the hard way, and try to maneuver things on our own, it's always messed up. It's always messed up. But when he moves, when that divine hand orchestrates something, it's always dynamite. It's always better than what you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
So it's worth waiting on God. And if you think you don't, you're by yourself waiting, look at the people in the Bible. Noah built that ark for over 100 years. Now, you talk about waiting, building something, talk about some rain nobody never heard of. Can you imagine how the neighbors were talking about he was crazy? Well, what is this man doing? And can you imagine how ostracized and ridiculed and talked about he was for over 100 years? But in the end, when it started raining, them people was knocking on his door. He wasn't knocking on theirs.
Yeah, say that. Hey.
Joseph had the dream, but look how many years later. They estimate around 15 years after the dream before he became prime minister of Egypt.
That's right.
David was crowned king, anointed king, not crowned, but anointed king by Samuel when he was young. But look how many years passed when he had to run and hide in caves. It didn't look like, it looked like, how you going to say I'm going to be king and I'm up here sleeping in a cave on the floor, the king trying to kill me. How are you going to say I'm going to be king? It didn't even look like it. Sometimes it won't look like it. It won't feel like it. You won't feel God. He'll be ignoring. Well, he won't ignore you, but he won't answer you. Everything around you is telling you it's not going to happen. But if you know God promised something, if you believe that's his will, don't give up and trust God and wait on God. That's all. That's my word for anybody who has to wait. Trust God and wait on God.
That's it. That's it. Thank you so much, Marlene. And I will be contacting you about this Be Happy series. We adore you on a certain one. Thank you.
I want to send you the e-books.
Okay.
So you can
check
them out.
Okay. Thank you. I'll connect
with
you.
And love everybody. Love the audience. And everyone be blessed.
And we love you. Thank you. We love you, Marlene.
The Certain One Talk Show, aspiring to inspire. To find out more about the talk show with your host, Vanessa Richardson, you may log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/thecertainones.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/the131.com. Thank you for tuning in to this week's show with Vanessa Richardson, inspiring author and playwriter.